Remember last week we were looking at friendship, defining friendship. Friendship is, as brothers and sisters in Christ, laying down our lives to bring others closer to God. That's quite a high bar, isn't it? Laying down our lives to bring others closer to God in Jesus. We saw last week, that's what we were made for. That's what was lost in the garden. That's what Jesus redeems us for. John 15, as Jesus calls the disciples to love one another. And says he's called them friends and they're to go on and be friends. But it's hard, isn't it, in a world where we and everyone around us are impacted by sin. And maybe actually you're sat there and you're thinking, yeah, Al, that definition of friendship is too restrictive. I've got friends who aren't Christians and we're really close, but we don't do that, but we're still good friends. Or maybe you're thinking, actually, I've got friends who are Christians and we're really close, but we don't do that. I think we have a bit of an issue in that one of the things we need to think through is there is a worldly friendship, but there is a way the gospel transforms our understanding of friendship. And so, just like everything else in life, following Jesus changes everything. Just flick in your Bibles to Romans 12 for a minute. Okay. Romans 12, Paul is showing the church in Rome the sheer expansive nature of the gospel. And he spent chapter after chapter after chapter up to chapter 12 explaining the nature of the gospel, what it does, why it's great news, how it just